to finance and business groups want the carbon tax gone by the end of the financial year.
Ines Willex from the Australian Industry Group says the longer it stays, the more costly it will be for business.
The moment business faces a pretty terrible prospect of having the tax roll through into the next financial year and then it having to be wound back by a new Senate, and that's really just not tenable. The earlier it is repealed, the more certainty business has about some future investment, and that's the important thing.
European leaders are meeting in Paris to discuss how to tackle the high levels of youth unemployment. About 6 million people in the Eurozone don't have a job.
Now, the 24 leaders last met in Berlin in July and agreed to spend $8 billion to help combat the problem. They've set a goal that no young person should spend more than 4 months without getting a job offer or training.
Let's go to the markets. And a short time ago, the Dow had dropped 30 points at the close. The Nasdaq is steady. The S&P 500 was 4 points lower. And in London, the FTSE closed with little movement. To commodity markets, West Texas crude is trading at $93 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $115 a barrel. And gold is at $1,268 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 93 US cents, 69 euro cents and 58 pence sterling.